Good morning, welcome into the Martin Morning Report. It's a Saturday, November 15th, five fast things for you from a Friday in KMA land. We start where we always start, with a tougher than a $2 steak, tip of the bald head, performance of the day. And who was tougher than a $2 steak last night but the Worth County Tigers, the Rockport Blue Jays, and the Maryville Spoof Hounds. Playing like a bunch of spoof hounds is a different meaning than it did back in the day. And actually, I just realized I don't have any of the stats. So what I'm doing right now is going to KMAland.com, pulling up all that went down, KMAland.com, pulling it up right now, not trusting the algorithm, and taking a look. First of all, Rockport, back-to-back district championships, like Kobe and Shaq, advancing on to the state quarterfinals. They are now 11-0. Brock Holmes was doing his thing, running wild, running all sorts of touchdowns. He had 242 yards, four scores, had to his already outstanding statistical year. Weston Amther added two rushing scores, throwing for 100 and a touchdown as well. Rockport back to the quarterfinals, and back they go to another round. Also, a dominant first half, lifting Maryville to a victory over Richmond as they win 34-0. 34-0. There was a blocked PAT, broadcaster's nightmare right there. They had a great game from a couple of standouts in the contest here. It was Lucas Ziegler and also Sadler Biao. You can check out stories with them online right now, KMAland.com, DTTA. Don't trust the algorithm. Finally, we have Worth County running past King City into a district championship, reaching the state quarterfinal as Worth County handles business. Cole Ruby, 151 yards, four touchdowns. Hayden Sanders, 139 yards and a touchdown. Tougher than a $2 steak, Rockport, Worth County, Maryville. On to number two. State swimming yesterday, Natalie Patsy of Sioux City Metro captured a pair of state championships. You might say she was tougher than a $2 steak as well. She was among six top eight finishes for KMA land athletes and relays at the Iowa Girls State Swimming and Diving Championships in Iowa City. Patsy won both the 200 and the 500 freestyles and anchored the 400 freestyle relay to a fourth place finish. She was also the lead leg for a sixth place 200 freestyle relay. Number three, much more from state swimming. Aaron Mahoney for Sioux City Metro was seventh in the 100 backstroke. Lewis Central topped out with a seventh place finish of their own in the 400 freestyle relay, but they also got an eighth place finish from Rio Hammett in the 100 freestyle, an 11th from both Elise and Madeline Knispel in the 100 butterfly and 100 freestyle respectively, and from their 200 freestyle relay, a 15th from Lexi Starkavis in the 100 backstroke, and a 16th from Elise Knispel in the 200 IM. Addison Elke was 8th for Sioux City Metro as well in the 100 butterfly, 9th in the 200 IM. Metro tallied 136 points, finishing in 5th place. Lewis Central had 62 in 12th place. Much more on that from yesterday's state swimming online. You know the drill, KMAland.com. Number 4, Lewis Central and Kate Reed, Lewis Central girls bowling, and Kate Reed had the top scores in the KMA Land Triangular with St. Albert and TJ. Kate Reed a 371. LC a 2533 as a team. St. Albert a 1770. And then TJ 1503. Beth Rasmussen at a 359. Laura Hargens a 345. Ellie O'Donovan led St. Albert with a 331. TJ's Megan Calloway a 272. And number 5, the rest of the best for you. Bedford football swept the special postseason awards from 8 player District 8. Quentin Dalton, offensive MVP. Ashton Nally, defensive MVP. Case Coleman, special teams player of the year. Lucas Minor, lineman of the year. Jeremy Nally, coach of the year. Brandon Sleep, assistant coach of the year. All honored. Dalton, Nally, Minor, Zach Foote of Bedford. East Union's Morgan Cooley, Paul McNeil, and Elijah Mulkey. All unanimous first team all district picks. Other first team honors went to East Union's Wyatt Kelly, Lennox standout Wiley Brokaw, Cash Bramer, and Laramie Stokes, as well as Jaden Arnold. Bedford's Coleman, Adam Swaney, Hayden Riedel, Minor, and John Deemer. Lamoni's Kellen Stevenson and Murray's Nolan Gannon. I'm struggling. All getting first team as well. Dalton was a three-time first team pick at quarterback, defensive back, and returner, as was Coleman at receiver, kicker, and punter. Meanwhile, Nally, Brokaw, Minor, Gannon, Stokes, two-timers, both offensive and defensive. Check out the complete list of honorees online, KMAland.com. Also yesterday, KMA Land Volleyball Coach of the Year, Angie Montgomery of Red Oak, long time coming for her. Actually, the first time she's won that award, although she probably could have won it just about every single year that she's coached there at Red Oak. 38 wins and another state tournament trip. First time in a bit and on our list now. Angie Montgomery, KMA Land Volleyball Coach of the Year. Also, Darian Gilliland of Craig, a freshman KMA Land Missouri Boys Cross Country Runner of the Year. First medalist, first state medalist in Craig history in cross country, and first award winner from Craig in any sport. I mean, just Craig. I'm sure there's been some people from Craig that won some awards. Maybe, you know, but Darian Gilliland does it. Also, former Glenwood star Caden Johnson named the ICCAC Division I Player of the Year in soccer. He's now at Iowa Western. He was on the All-Region team, a dominant defender in his sophomore year. He signed with Creighton. Also, former St. Albert standout Ella Klusman honored on the All-Great Plains Athletic Conference women's soccer team. She was an honorable mention, played in 17 matches this season for College of St. Mary, posted 5 goals, 4 assists in her sophomore year, and now it's on to basketball for her. And now it's on to the rest of Saturday for you. Thanks a lot for tuning in. The Martin Morning Report. We'll talk with you in 48 hours.